This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with that fierce heat that's still baking much of the nation. The AP's Donna Warder.
It's gotten as high as 128 degrees Fahrenheit recently in California's Death Valley National Park. But the tourists come anyway, like Drew Belt of Tupelo, Mississippi.
Usually a breeze is cool. This is not a cool breeze whatsoever.
Officials say one visitor to the park died Saturday from heat exposure, and another person was hospitalized. But you don't have to visit the desert to be exposed to the extreme heat. In Multnomah County, Oregon, Dr. Richard Bruno of the County Health Department says they're investigating at least four deaths that are suspected to have been caused by the heat. More than 146 million people around the U.S. were under heat alerts Monday, especially in western states. I'm Donna Warder.
Power is starting to come back for some of the millions of homes and businesses that lost it when Hurricane Beryl slammed into the Houston area. Desi Littleton lives in Bay City, Texas, that's south of Houston, where he says he watched as the storm targeted a tree near his house.
Man, I heard a big boom. I just thought it was a limb. I didn't know it was a whole tree.
The storm killed several people in Texas yesterday and at least one person in Louisiana. World leaders are in Washington today for the NATO summit. President Biden says his work at this summit would be a good way to judge his abilities. His reelection campaign in a tailspin following that poor debate performance against Donald Trump. Russia is denying responsibility for a missile strike on a children's hospital in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. The strike interrupted open-heart surgery. United Airlines says it's investigating after a Boeing jet lost a wheel Monday while taking off from Los Angeles. It landed safely. Nobody injured. This is AP News. A federal court's being asked to block the new Ten Commandments law in Louisiana before the start of the school year. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Lawyers filed motions in federal court seeking an expedited hearing schedule in the Ten Commandments case and an injunction. Parents and others who are challenging the Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom are asking a federal court to block the controversial law from taking effect before schools open in early August. They are also asking for an expedited briefing and hearing schedule. Opponents, many from non-Christian faiths, say the law violates the First Amendment's protections of religious freedom. Supporters say posting the Ten Commandments is appropriate in schools, saying they're part of the foundation of U.S. law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.